news that no mother wants to hear. This has been an extremely difficult time for you.
It's absolutely been the worst experience of my life. Sadly, I've lost my mum and dad, which I thought was the most unimaginable pain. But losing a child is something that you just can't explain. It's horrific. And for not only myself, but his dad and his sisters and his nieces and everyone that knew and loved Christopher, there's no different level. It's all just the same, but it's horrific.
I mean, how do you begin to cope with it then?
For me, initially, I didn't. I have two girls, two daughters that were his world, and they were so close as a family, the Christopher and the girls, and I had to find somewhere in me to fight for them, to get them through this, because their pain is unimaginable as well. He was the most adored big brother on the planet, and their pain is I look at them and my pain increases looking at their pain. So I had to find some way to fight to get through this.
And I mean, obviously you weren't sleeping, you were sick with the grief and keeping it together for a family unit as well. What was the moment when you decided perhaps you were going to focus this energy into a challenge which you are now training for?
Yeah, I'll be really honest, the dark days were getting darker, and I was maybe sleeping a couple of hours of night with the grief and really lost and had no way to focus, and I didn't know what to do. The pain is so physically sore and as well that I just wasn't coping, and I was lying in bed and awake one night, and there was a ping on my phone, and I picked it up, and the Celtic Challenge was on my phone, and I read it, and it meant something just clicked. It's a challenge whereby you cycle 200 miles from Edinburgh to Iona over 4 days, and it's in May this year, and I love Iona and Mull so much. As a family, we camped there and we just love that part of the world, and Christopher adored it. So there was a connection, and immediately it felt like a sign, and I thought, I need to do this, and I need to do this for him in memory of my son. And also I have to say, I'm not a cyclist. I have never cycled and I don't yet have a bike. And Christopher would have just found this hilarious, because it's such an immense, not just a physical challenge, but emotionally, this is so huge for me. Last year, I did the Couch to 5K, which is a running, a jogging challenge that he inspired me to do. Christopher inspired me to do most things in my life. And this was something that, again, I'd never ran in my life before. And he was behind me every step, or rather jog of the way. And he just sent me a song, which actually we used as a reflection song at his funeral, and it's Above the Clouds of Pompeii by Bear's Den, and he sent me it because I was really struggling with this running challenge, and he said, Mum, this is me and you. And I, every day when I did the challenge and the jog, the Couch to 5K, I listened to this song and thought of him, and when I wanted to give up, I didn't, and I just heard my son, and then I'd come home and he'd phone and he'd say, I'm so proud of you, you're doing this. And the day in which I actually finished the challenge and ran the 5K, he was just beside himself with pride, and he was my inspiration. And I now, well, I hadn't since we found out that he'd gone missing, and so for a few months I had done nothing, but I've started back running again because I was running 3 times a week, and for someone that's never ran, that was quite an accomplishment. And so when I seen this challenge, something clicked and it felt right. I needed a focus and I needed to fight to be here to support my girls. And this is it. But it's in complete memory of my son. And I know he'll be behind me every pedal of the way.
I mean, you've touched upon aspects of his personality. What kind of a man was he?
He was a true gentleman. He was full of life, full of love. He was such a family orientated boy, incredibly close to his family, and adored his fiancée Steffi. They were planning to come back over and live here, and that was a massive surprise. We were collecting them, or supposed to be, on Christmas Eve last year, and he was coming over to tell his sisters the surprise. We knew about it, but they didn't, and he was coming over to, he says, he was counting the sleeps with his baby sister Abby. Every day they were texting each other saying how many sleeps to go before he got her at Christmas Eve. And he was so excited about telling them that he was coming back over here to stay. He was funny, he was charismatic, he was really cheeky, and he was one of a group of six lads that he's grown up with that mean the world to him and us too. We were honoured that they carried his coffin for us at his funeral, and he grew up with them, and they can tell you stories that would really make you laugh, because he loved life to the full, and he was a wonderful, special, amazing young man.
I mean, how do you plan to keep that legacy alive?
He's in my heart, although I'm heartbroken. He's always been all our hearts, and that's why when I was organising the funeral, it was to be about a celebration of his life, because he lived life to the full, and he laughed often, and he made everybody laugh, and he was just a wonderful, kind soul. So I have to somehow keep that memory of him going, and I've just been overwhelmed by people's kindness and support from not only the media, but from strangers, and how they've said, my son has touched the hearts of so many people and of a nation. And it's easy for me to say, I get that, because if you knew my son, you wouldn't be surprised, because that was just him. He was just a lovely lad. And through this, I'm hoping to be able to keep his memory alive and raise money for wonderful causes. From his funeral, his charity was the Sick Kids Foundation, and we were able to raise so much money that we have been able to give at the minute. Ward 1 and A&E have been given 10 portable DVD players each, because Christopher is a young lad with all his sport was in and out of A&E constantly when he was a kid, and one time he was in a bed for a week, couldn't get out, and he got an old Nintendo console that they brought to him, and it just made his day and ours, because we were there the whole week with them. So we'd asked if it could be something for kids that can't get out of bed. So the Sick Kids have been amazing, and I've got all these portable DVD players for these kids that can't get out of bed in A&E in Ward 1, and that's something that he'd been so proud of. And again, I'm doing the challenge, and it's for St Columbus Hospice. Although personally, I don't have a connection with them, I respect their charity. I think it's a wonderful charity. And I called and asked them, all the money and everything I raise will go to them, but please, can I do this for my son? This is in complete memory of him. And they were lovely and said, yes, of course. And they've been great.
And you've started the training already. Talk us through, you know, what the journey might be like from now until May.
I've started the training. The aches are kicking in majorly. And, yep, I don't have a bike, but I'm training at my local gym on the bikes. So I've already started the St Columbus Send You a Training Pack. And I was really worried I'd be behind, but I'm actually right on track. And I've now, again, I'm in corporate, my running. I do yoga, so I do about 4 or 5 classes, and that's started back again. So that's something. So I'm not as bad as I thought I was, apart from the fact that I've never cycled. And it's going really well. Some days, I'll be honest, I have to drag myself out of bed and drag myself to get on that bike. But I just hear him in my head, and I go on the bike, and I ride it, and I work really, really hard, and it's really sore, and it's difficult. And I know this challenge is not only going to be physically, but mentally something of one of the biggest things I've ever done in my life. But I'm going to do it, and I'm going to pass that finishing line, and I want to.